You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Live from Los Angeles, Las Vegas.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez.
The Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Why, hello and welcome to the PHP, folks. I'm Booker. That's Perez right there. How are you, fine sir?
I'm excited. I'm well. But also, you know, there's some difficult things to talk about today and some topics that might also upset people. We will be discussing Meghan Markle, Scott Disick as well, Gypsy Rose Blanchard, Jennifer Lopez, Ariana Grande, and more. But first, an exclusive.
Ooh.
I already posted it on my website, but I'm just excited because I think it's a really good exclusive that will get a lot of pickup. Sources tell me that Travis Kelce is getting a new job. He's still doing football, but around football, he's also going to get a new TV show. And it makes so much sense to me. He's going to be a game show host. They're bringing back that old game show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And he's going to be the host.
You're kidding.
That just makes a lot of sense. You know, the old host was that comedian Jeff Foxworthy. Travis is very likable. I think it's a slam dunk, no brainer. So it'll be for Amazon. And congratulations to Travis Kelce.
Sounds like a fun gig.
Yeah, I know. I got to be on there. I need to find a way to be on there.
As a guest or as a host?
No, a guest. Obviously, he's the host.
We play something called D Student Trivia on my show, and I get so many things wrong. It's just shit you forget, you know, when you learned something 40 years ago. I don't know. Maybe if you have kids, you're better at things like that because you can help the kids with their homework. I got no kids. I can't remember the fourth planet from the sun.
All right. I'll test you right now.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. It's Mars.
I'm going to get my timer going.
Okay. See, I'm going to fail this miserably.
This will be a good one. All right.
Okay.
In a minute. Name as many states as possible. Go.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Missouri, Montana, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York. I can name all the states.
Holy shit. That's hard. I would not have been able to do that. Oh my God.
That's an easy one for me.
That's easy? How the hell is that easy for you?
Well, there's that song you learn as a kid.
I guess I didn't learn that song.
You didn't? Yeah, no. It's like Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas. It's like Hooked on Phonics or something.
That was a good one. Wow. You see, you do better than you think you would.
I don't think so. Do you know all of your planets?
I don't even fucking know how many there are. Like 9, 12, 10, something
around
that.
They keep adding some, but I'm just the ones that we learned. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto.
Uranus is not called Uranus anymore.
Oh, they changed Uranus?
Yeah, let's see. Uranus. Is it still called Uranus?
Who knows? And like the last one, they decided wasn't a planet anymore. It's just gas or something. Who fucking knows? But yeah, I don't think I'd do very well on that show.
Well, congratulations to Travis Kelce and Amazon. Good fit there. I had a pretty good weekend. Did nothing St. Patrick's Day. Well, I did. I went to like like a small birthday thing. I went to another one on Saturday. I'm still unpacking.
Yeah,
really
still?
Exciting stuff. Yes.
Damn. I did Weezer Friday night in Highland Park, which I'd never been to before. It's like next to Pasadena. It's really cool because it felt like Pittsburgh or something over there. It's a totally interesting pocket of L.A. that did not feel like L.A. and went out afterwards. And they did the whole Blue album and Keanu Reeves' band opened up. It was so cool. It was at this tiny like Masonic temple. It was a cool like thing.
So Keanu was there then?
Yeah, Keanu was there.
He was in the he's in the band still.
He's in Dogstar. Yeah, he's the bassist.
Oh, so fun.
Mm-hmm.
What a fun night. I've never seen Weezer live. I've got to see them too.
You got to see this Blue album tour because they're doing the whole first album and then the hits. So, I mean, they just play the hits. Fun night.
All right. Well.
Oh, you know, I also met the kid Joe Keery from Stranger Things.
Uh-huh.
He goes by DJO. Joe, you just don't pronounce the D. But he has a song out about like Chicago, Back to the Beginning or something like that. It's so, so good. It's like John Hughes 80s sounding. And at first I wanted to hate it because he's an actor and, you know, actor singing. Speaking of Keanu Reeves, well, he doesn't sing, but it's a great, great song. And it's like one of those ones that's like gets stuck in your head and it totally feels like it's out of a John Hughes film. But guys, check that out. Joe, DJO.
I got to check it out.
He's from Stranger Things.
I know what he looks like. I know who he is. Yeah. He looks, you know, dirty.
He doesn't. He's incredibly good looking and thin in person. You look at him, you're like, oh, he looks like an actor, of course.
No, I know, but he just looks dirty, you know, like that British, very British, dirty aesthetic.
Yeah, he's not British.
He's not?
No.
Why did I think he was British? You sure he's not British?
100%.
He's not British. He gives me Pete Doherty. Maybe it's because he looks like Pete Doherty.
Maybe that's it. Now you said that, and now I can't unsee it. You're right. He looks like Pete Doherty. Totally. Yeah.
And actually, I think I know that we have international listeners. I don't even think British people pronounce Pete Doherty's name that way. I think it's Doherty.
Oh, really?
I could be wrong. 800-721-1185. Correct me if I'm mistaken.
Not a clue.
All right. This one photo has gone viral of Scott Disick going out to dinner in Los Angeles. And he appears to have lost a considerable amount of weight.
Mm-hmm.
And people being people and social media doing what it does, folks have begun to speculate. And it makes me sad because I don't fucking know. When you speculate, you have no idea. My initial reaction after seeing that photo was not drugs. I actually hope it's drugs. I looked at that photo and I'm like, God, he looks like he might have cancer. And like, that's just speculation, but I hope I'm wrong.
I just figured Ozempic because everybody else in this town is on it.
He never needed Ozempic. He was never overweight. It's not Ozempic.
Did he have a pudgy thing?
He was never even slightly pudgy.
I clearly don't keep up on Scott Disick or what the fuck he's up to. But I just made the assumption that he's just another person that decided to get really thin because that's what everybody in this town is doing right now.
Well, tonight, that special with Oprah airs on ABC and Hulu. And I got really sentimental watching clips because she's in front of a studio audience. And it just took me back to the days of the Oprah Winfrey show. And nobody's as good as her, in my opinion. Like, I wish they would bring it back. Like, let's just say, you know what? We're going to do the Oprah Winfrey show for 5 more years. A 5-year encore. And then we'll call it a day.
Or pull a Jon Stewart and just do one day a week because that's fucking awesome. The one day is great. I could take my time all week long getting to it and watch clips and, you know, do that, Oprah. I mean, what's wrong with that idea?
Maybe she just doesn't want to work that much, which is fine.
Jon Stewart's putting a lot of work into it because his monologues are so incredibly thought out and just his timing is impeccable still.
I love that you're enjoying it so much. Good, good, good. Yeah. What's weird is I've not seen a single clip of Jon Stewart go viral on social media.
Really? God, it's my entire feed. Maybe it's just the algorithm what you're into. I mean, I get it every day. I'll literally see the entire show, including the guests, at some point on TikTok or on Instagram. You didn't see the clip about the dog? About his dog dying?
I did see that. That's the only thing, yeah.
Okay, I mean, there's only been 2 shows.
All right. Well, their social team needs to step it up. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe.
All right, speaking of speculating, that's what people continue continue to do about Princess Catherine. And over the weekend, she was spotted out and about in public with her husband. That was very strategic. Everything the British royal family does, every single thing is calculated. And it needs to be, because they've got to keep this archaic, outdated, irrelevant thing going forward. Or maybe they don't. I mean, like, let's think about that for a minute. Like, what if all of a sudden, like, every member of the British royal family just says, well, we don't believe in the monarchy anymore and we want it to end?
Yeah, we're checking out. There's no way. That check is too good. The perks are too great. The lifestyle is awesome. Who would do that?
I mean, that's the thing, though. The lifestyle isn't that awesome. It comes with a ton of drama, and they actually have to work. Like, they expect them to put in all of these hours going to all these obligations and shaking hands and stupid chit-chat with thousands of people every fucking year.
How many people in the family actually have to do that?
Well, still, it's King Charles and his siblings, the late Queen's children, and then his son and Kate Middleton, Princess Catherine, and every once in a while, some of the other outliers will also take on royal engagements, but... like I said, strategic that we saw them together, especially because in the wake of Princess Catherine's extended recovery, all of these rumors that have been around for a while have resurfaced, specifically that Prince William has had and may possibly still have a mistress. The wildest rumor is that this woman, Rose, whatever the fuck her name is, Rose Hanby, Hanbury, Hanby, I don't even remember, Rose. It's because there's a stupid rumor. I'll get to the stupid rumor, but there's rumors upon rumors. The one rumor is that Rose, at the end of last year, got pregnant with Prince William's baby and decided to keep it. Dun, dun, dun. I mean, it's possible. I guess anything is possible, but highly unlikely, I would
say.
Yeah,
look, it's a different day. You know, when there was no social media and there was no press to this magnitude that can really find out things, you know what I mean? It'd be almost impossible to hide a relationship at their level.
Yes.
With as much scrutiny and press that's around them. Well, seriously, nearly impossible.
You know, Prince William lives in these very big palaces in Windsor, and then he has Kensington Palace in London, and there are many entrances there that somebody could sneak into.
After everything with your parents, I mean, yeah, I guess the apple falling from the tree, that whole thing.
No, I don't believe it either, though.
I don't believe it at all.
I don't believe it either.
And look at the guy. He doesn't look like he's got game either. Give me a break.
Even worse or more ridiculous than, oh, she's pregnant and had the baby, or is having the baby. Every once in a while, the wildest, stupidest, grossest rumor that she... I can't even say it. It's that dumb. It's like he has a nickname, something about pegging. Basically, this rumor that she fists Prince William goes viral every once in a while. Like, so dumb. So dumb.
That's
so,
a good one, though.
I don't believe any of that. And then people are now like, I was about to say, nice to see Princess Catherine out and about this weekend. But then people are like, why were there no photos? How come there were no photos of the outing? How can we really believe it? There were no photos of her. But then the thing is, like, people are so dumb. Even if there were photos of her, like there was a photo of her last week, people think that was photoshopped. Like, if there's no photos, people are suspicious. If there are photos, people are suspicious. We're living in the land of DeLulu.
Well, and they're still under the date of when she said she'd be out. She said she's checking out till what, Easter? It's not Easter yet.
After March 31st. So we've still got over 2 weeks.
I'm telling you, I still think to this day, she just regrets putting out the photo and probably shouldn't even have done that. Should have just said, you know what, I'm on break. And I bet they just regret even doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Because she just did what everybody else does, photoshops things. But I still think she's got some sort of GI disease that they're not discussing, and she had something done, but who knows?
I hate speculating. The latest rumor that I saw is she had something that would be embarrassing to reveal, specifically surgery on her bowels.
Why would that be embarrassing? And that would be a GI disease.
Yeah, I don't fucking know why that would be embarrassing, but that's the theory, that they didn't reveal it because they think it's embarrassing. I don't...
Yeah, I'm not buying that either. I don't think any of this is embarrassing. Like, illness is not embarrassing.
Yeah.
If I got testicular cancer, I wouldn't be embarrassed about it. I'd be bummed that I had testicular cancer or the other one, prostate cancer. Like, I did something to get it.
Also, there are reports that when Princess Catherine does return to her royal engagements, that she will open up in detail and specifically about what she went through, which I think that would be a good idea. I mean, I don't think she needs to, but I think it would be a good idea just to, like, silence for good.
To squash all this crap. And I think it's a little bit of, hey, assholes. You know what I mean? Like, she's not going to say that, but she's going to do it because she wants to say, hey, assholes, I asked for privacy. I didn't mean for this to turn into what it did. I didn't want it to be that. In my wildest dreams, I couldn't have thought it was going to be this. When I told you guys we weren't coming back till Easter. But I think that's going to happen, and it's just going to make a lot of publications look like shit.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the British royal family, over here, the Americans, Meghan Markle and her husband are making headlines for a couple of reasons. First, Prince William's sister-in-law has launched a new company called American Riviera Orchard. And pretty smart, actually. It's a soft launch. They created an Instagram account, which already has, in less than a week, over 500,000 followers. And if you go to the website, AmericanRiviera.com, it's a placeholder, and it says, join the wait list, which is a really smart way to gauge interest so that before you launch any products, you can be as strategic as possible. Like, okay, if we have these many people interested, then maybe like 10% of them might actually buy something. So we need to know not to make more than this, yada, yada, yada. Apparently, it's going to be like a lifestyle brand like Martha Stewart. So home goods, although I actually think my guess is like, hello, if you're calling yourselves the Instagram handle American Riviera Orchard, they're going to launch with wine, I would think, from the orchard, from Montecito, where they make a lot of wine. It would only make sense.
When I hear orchard, I think apples, though. Vineyard, I think wine.
Oh, you're right.
So to me, orchard sounds more like a, you know, we're going to make fucking sheets. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, they're going to make all that. She's got everything registered and trademarked and able to sell all of that with the name. But the thing that upsets me, here's the real issue. When she launched this Instagram page, she said, American Riviera Orchard by Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex. She removed herself from that situation that she has repeatedly shit on, and yet she is still now using that institution to make money.
This just in, as I've always said, she's full of shit. They both are. What else do they have?
I mean, that's rude, disrespectful.
It is.
Hypocritical.
Hypocritical's the word. That's what they are. Hypocrites.
You hate it so much, yet you're still aligning yourself with
them. Keep surfing off of it. Yeah.
She could have used her maiden name, which we all know, Meghan Markle, or she could have used her married name, Meghan Mountbatten Windsor, as some of our supporters have clarified or made sure that I specified. It's Mountbatten Windsor, not Sussex, as they're trying to rebrand. So very hypocritical. And that's not all. According to other reports, Meghan, after previously doing really boring programming for both Spotify and Netflix, although some might argue that their multi-part film or whatever you want to call it, that was not boring.
Yeah, that was fascinating to just see inside of their house.
So she's going back to Netflix, according to reports, and is going to do a cooking show, which isn't celebrities cooking played out? Like, do we need another celebrity cooking show?
Those shows are hard. You really can get a vibe on somebody pretty quick if they're unlikable. And she's just a big fraud to me. She's just a big phony. Go ahead, do it. I can't wait to see it and goof on it.
I don't know, like, Martha Stewart's unlikable, yet I love her.
Wait a minute. Martha Stewart is not unlikable.
She's
I think she's lovable. Are you kidding?
Really?
Yes.
I mean, she's a bit, she gives off bitch vibes, but I still love her.
It's not that. And bitch vibes are fine when you know what you're talking about. And Martha Stewart is so well versed in everything she's speaking of. It's not like somebody gave her like some lines to read when she's making eggs. You know what I mean? Like she knows the exact way how to make an egg. It's not put on. It's not phony. Is this Duchess of My Balls, whatever? Is she really a cook in the side and we didn't know this? No, she's not. She didn't go to culinary school. Martha Stewart's been doing this for decades. So, you know, when your personality comes out and you're a little, you know, you're a little quick or you're a little sharp, it's cool, you know, but I'm telling you, I'm going to say this is going to make her look like a big fraud. I know.
I doubt it. I mean, it's not a live show. They'll be able to edit out anything that's not good.
You see all these Instagram, TikTok chefs that have no idea what the fuck they're doing. It's so clear that they took a recipe from somebody else and they're passing it off as their own.
Oh, that's what 95% of them do.
Right. And that's exactly it. It's going to reek of that. And every time I can tell. I can tell who knows how to cook. I can tell. Like when I'm watching somebody make ribs on TikTok, I can tell just by the way they handle things. Unless she's doing it like Selena Gomez. Selena Gomez is like, she came in like, I don't know shit about this, and I'm going to learn with you guys. And that made it more authentic. So maybe it just depends on the angle.
We'll see. But kudos to them for continuing the hustle and the grift.
What else are they going to do?
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
In other social media news, Gypsy Rose Blanchard deleting all of her socials. The ex-con, former inmate, has said that she apologizes for not taking more accountability. She says, to all the people that I offended with a lack of accountability the first month or so that I was out of prison and the lack of accountability in my interviews, I'm sorry, I'm learning. I take accountability for my part and I'm saying this right now. I'm taking accountability. I did a bad thing. I have been given a second chance at life. Give me a little grace. Let my actions match my... blah, 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 blah. So she said goodbye to social media and just deleted them, which actually I think is the smartest thing that she could do if she wants to live a normal, happy, healthy life.
By the way, and I think that's admirable. I think that she did come out of the gate like a puke and we all were like, what the hell are you doing? And it shows me that there's a real person inside of her somewhere and she could kind of maybe read the room a little bit. She's not off the reservation completely.
And plot twist. That's what she wanted us to believe. However, according to People magazine, which I have said before, they are the most credible celebrity news publication. People magazine says that her deleting her socials was, quote, at the advisement of her parole officer, so she won't get in trouble or go back to jail. So basically, her parole officer said, you should delete your socials. And she did. Good on her. You know, it's being out of jail is more important than being a social media influencer.
I choose to be optimistic on this. And I choose to believe that maybe there's a human being inside of there and she's getting it together. That's what I'm choosing to believe. I'm probably dead fucking wrong, but that's what I'm hopeful of anyhow.
Congrats to her for being a human being that's accountable. All right, some music news. Congratulations to Ariana Grande. We're only in March, but still, her new album is the biggest debut of the year, coming in at number one on the Billboard 200. She moved over 227,000 units, which for 2024, I would say is very big.
Sure.
Ariana came in at number one. Last week, I mentioned how Jennifer Lopez's album debuted at number 38 on this same list, the Billboard 200 chart. Its second week off the chart completely. It went from number 38 to not even the top 200. Bless. All right, more music related news.
She's gonna fire that manager. He's gotta go.
Oh, here's some tea. Actually, I'll save that for the Patreon.
Oh, okay.
All right, let me make a note. I have another thing that I was going to talk about today, but you know what? That's another Patreon thing.
That Patreon show, everybody, is on Thursday if you'd like to subscribe.
Patreon.com/Perez Hilton. Okay. An update. I mentioned on the podcast a while ago that Kelly Clarkson was seeking money from her ex-husband, specifically because she went and filed the complaint. I think it was with the labor board, claiming that her manager acted as her agent, and that is technically illegal. But I've been around show business long enough to know that every fucking manager does that. Right. What's the point of a fucking manager then?
If they can't do anything, if you've got their hands tied.
Yeah, they all fucking do that. This is such a slimy, shady move, in my opinion. So after the labor board or the organization ruled in Kelly Clarkson's favor, she now has sued her ex-husband and her former father-in-law, the father and grandfather of her children, and she is demanding $2.6 million.
How much money did this guy take?
At least $2.6 million.
You're right about that, but I'm thinking it must be a lot more.
His lawyer counters that he used the money to pay for his share of everything when they were together.
Kelly Clarkson, Inc., which, you know, that's plausible.
Not just Kelly Clarkson, Inc., but Kelly Clarkson Home Life. So home, house, and everything. Right. You know, he contributed to that. So we'll see what happens there, but I don't know. Like, she's got a talk show. She's making so much money now. Even if it's sucky. It's sucky.
The old adage is, why, you know, the question is, why is divorce so expensive? And the answer is because it's worth it. You know, and I think it's a little bit of that. You know, you get into a marriage with somebody, you got to expect if you're going to get out of it, it's going to get ugly, especially in the state of California. Then you get into business with your husband and, you know, he's going to want his take. And I hate to say it, but rightfully so. But, you know, because that's what she and they agreed to at that time. So I don't know. It's really hard. You know, she's just pure talent. And it's maybe hard to see it that way, the way I just mapped it out. But it may just be that, you know, he could be a slime bucket. I don't fucking know.
It seems like he's a slime bucket, but she chose to have children with him. I wonder if she has a gag order, like preventing him from talking to their children about all of these legal issues.
Yeah, I don't know. They're young.
They're not young enough to not understand mommy suing daddy.
I don't know about that. Look, I haven't seen anything, like read anything. He's out there yapping. Everything I've heard is through court papers, which what are you supposed to do there? There's nothing you could do. And he's going to want his take. And I don't know. It just sucks.
Well, in other music related news, you know what? I'm really excited about the future of music because of Beyoncé. Meaning, just this year, she had a number one song with that Texas Hold'em. That went to number one.
It stayed at number one for a very long time.
Yeah, and then last year, her Break My Soul went to number one as well. Mm-hmm. And it used to be so rare that a female or even male pop star in their 50s could have a number one song on the Billboard Hot 100.
Is Beyonce in her 50s?
Did I say 50s? I meant 40s, sorry. Mm.
To say, I didn't think Beyonce was 50 yet.
Katy Perry is working on new music and she's being very strategic. She's told us that her next album's going to be a dance album. It could be her renaissance moment. I hope so.
Well, back to your original thought there. I don't think it's going to be as unusual as it used to be, only because the state of music sucks.
Well, there aren't as many superstars also.
Let's just look at Texas Hold'em. It is a masterclass in a pop song. Everybody's going to go, it's a country song. No, it's not. It's a fucking pop song. Okay. Yeah. Like Texas Hold'em is a pop song. And it's what I always talk about on this show, getting back to the basics of what pop music is. Pop stars have gotten so far away from it and everybody's doing the exact same sound. So what does she do? She goes back to the basics and does the verse, chorus, verse, right down the middle. It just is a masterclass in a pop song. And pop music always like ebbs and flows. You'll have like, I remember the 80s. Everybody's like, you know, the 80s is so heralded as like the generation of the great 80s pop music. It was till about 1987 or 88. Then the fucking wheels came off. Music was shit. It was awful. Michael Bolton ruled the fucking pop charts.
I love Michael Bolton. Tell me, how is I supposed to live
it moved
without?
To hot AC. It moved to hair bands. Pop radio lost its way.
What are you talking? You're crazy.
Oh, no,
late
80s. Perez, I was in radio in 1989.
Too. We still had Madonna. We had Janet Jackson popping. We had Paula Abdul.
You're proving my point. You're proving my point. We had all of them until about 1987, 1988. Then the wheels fell off.
What are you talking about? Madonna's peak was post-87.
No way. Madonna's peak was 1984, 85, 86, those years. Yes.
Express Yourself, Like a Prayer, Vogue. Those were all 88, 89.
Madonna, the anomaly. Ugh. Everybody else is whom I'm talking about here.
All right. Janet Jackson was still phenomenal and thriving in the late 80s.
That's the Taylor Swift. That's the Beyonce. And yes, there are always the outliers, the big ones. It was the second tier in the late 80s. The tires came off and didn't come back until boy bands hit. Boy bands hit in the mid 90s and then pop music was back again. But there was a lull. I'm just saying, pop music has got to get back to the basics. And Beyonce is putting a master class on right now on how to do that. And that's what's happening. And I hope it, back to your very first point about you're hopeful for music. I am too, because when you see that, you say, wow, hopefully more people will catch on and do this. That's so obvious. Just make good pop songs.
Well, speaking of boy bands, Justin Timberlake released his new album and I didn't fucking listen to it. Did you?
I did not. I'd only read yesterday that it dropped. It didn't even get to me that he dropped the whole album and I was busy. So I was like, I'll get to it this week.
I had zero interest or desire to listen to it. Speaking of music, Dylan Mulvaney, this transgender content creator, released a song that got everybody talking. I saw so many videos about it on all the social media platforms. The song's called Days of Girlhood. And hello, it's a song from a social media star. Like, what do you expect? Like, it's not good. It's not bad either. It's just so cheesy and shallow. And the thing, though, that I want to clarify, a lot of people were triggered and upset. But Dylan Mulvaney is not talking or trying to represent anybody but her. This is her truth, her song, her silliness, her whatever she wanted to get out there. It's not that deep, people. There's just so much anti-trans hatred and anything just upsets them so much. Ugh.
Yeah.
All right, more music news. Patreon supporter Stephanie Valenti asks, what are your thoughts on North's interview, Northwest, Kim and Kanye's daughter? Do you agree with the amount of exposure she is receiving at her age? And do you think it will only get more intense for her? Those are great questions.
Sure.
If you missed it, over the weekend, Northwest was interviewed about her upcoming debut album, but the interviewer was done by a 13-year-old girl. So that felt okay and safe to me. You know, she's only 3 years older. Like, that's fine.
You don't have Rolling Stone out there talking to her.
Yeah, I didn't find that problematic. And I'm not her dad or her mom. So I don't know. It's a decision that they made. And they probably thought, oh, you know, no matter what we do, she's still going to be very well known. So might as well just lean into it.
I think it's just a hobby at the moment. Will she stick with it? I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? She's a kid. Kids are whimsical. They change their minds. And if I was filthy rich and my kid wanted to record a song and I was a songwriter, I'd probably let them too. To each his own. You know, could I see this going the wrong way? But if you want me to answer that question, fuck yeah. I could totally see this going the wrong way. I could see this being a horrible idea. But I agree with Perez. It's not my fucking kid. Do you? I mean, if you think you can manage it, okay, great. I really don't care.
Fiona Beaming, another Patreon supporter, asked for my thoughts on Amanda Bynes being interviewed by the paparazzi. And I didn't even go seek this out. Because if Amanda Bynes releases something herself on social media, that's one thing. But I don't want to watch her be grilled by the paparazzi. I don't think she's in a good place to be answering paparazzi questions.
Or judged on them.
Yeah, exactly. And of course they're going to ask her questions. They don't care. They're the paparazzi. So there was that. Also, some wacky news. This actress speaking out about how Johnny Depp was awful to her on the film set. Wow, shocking news. His professional reputation precedes him.
I saw a funny Johnny Depp quote. It's pretty good. He was talking about being in love with two women. And he said, if you're in love with two women, choose the second. Because you left the first one for the second in the first place. You cheated on the first one to get to the second one. I was like, I don't know where that came from or how real it is, but it was funny.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Next season on Vanderpump Rules, I'm giving you all a spoiler alert.
Okay.
I'm sure there'll be another season. They're going to bring back Rachel. I don't know for sure that. That's just a guess, a hunch. Yeah, but
they will.
The latest news is that that restaurant, the eatery that Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval opened, Schwartz and Sandy's, is struggling. Very little customers. They've pared down their menu, offering less. So I obviously expect them to show that next season on the show. Also, speaking of TV news, former talk show host James Corden has a new show. He's now doing a show for Sirius XM, which I didn't hear any buzz about. And is that a downgrade?
Well, I mean, it's a money take. Conan O'Brien does one for them. And, you know, they pay these people a ton of money. I just don't know who's listening to them. Yeah, I've never heard anybody say, oh, I heard on Conan O'Brien the other day. I don't know. That programming is for old fucking people. There's no young people listening to Sirius XM. It costs money.
Yeah. In other news, let's end things with a few positive items.
Okay.
Bella Hadid, the model, has a new boyfriend. She's dating this Latino cowboy, and things are so serious with her and the professional horseback rider and trainer that she's bought a house in Texas to be with him. So she's living in Fort Worth. Also, another Travis Kelce update. Travis and Patrick Mahomes are opening a steakhouse in Kansas City.
I saw that.
So they better be there regularly or I would be pissed. At least once a month, each of them needs to be there, I think. I would imagine so, like after games and stuff like that.
All they got to do is drag in Taylor Swift once and it's going to be a hit for the next year.
All right, one last item, but before that, a thank you to some recent Patreon subscribers: Sharon Bison, Lizzie Cupcake, Ruth Doyle, Patricia R, Megan Griffith, Marianne, Annabelle Quinlan, Jennifer MLTN, Alex Jordan, Tim McDonald, Christina Hoextra. Finally, congratulations to Danielle Bregoli, aka the Cash Me Outside girl, also known as Bad Baby, the OnlyFans superstar, just welcomed her first child. She's no longer a teenager. She's 20 years old. She and her boyfriend have been dating, I think, about a year. Mazel. Let's take some calls.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. This is Geraldine from New York. When it comes to Jennifer Lopez, I don't understand why people don't like her music more after all of these years. People say she can't sing, but honestly, a lot of singers out there don't have that great of a voice. It's not like they all are like Ariana Grande. She is a good performer. She can dance really well. I would go see her in concert if I had the money. And her single that she has out, I'm still in love with you, boy. I mean, that's a good song. I mean, is it like the best of the best song? No, but it's a decent song. She was at the Super Bowl not that many years ago. Why doesn't she have more fans? I'm shocked. Speaking of the Super Bowl, I wanted to ask you guys, who do you think should perform at the Super Bowl halftime show next year? I'm thinking Christina Aguilera. What do you guys think? Bye.
I'm thinking that's the worst halftime show ever is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, most definitely not Christina Aguilera. I said it on a recent show. I would love it to be Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus and Dolly's friends. But you need Dolly and then Miley and then others.
Back to J-Lo for a second. To answer your question, I just think it's bad management. I really do. I don't think the song's that bad either. And she isn't in her 40s, as we were talking about earlier. She actually is in her 50s, and music is a little ageist. And it is hard to keep that contemporary ball moving. But could she be on hot AC radio with a song like that?
She could. That song is a good song.
Yeah, it's not a bad song.
No.
You really kind of hit on it. I don't know if it was last week or if it was on the Patreon show, with just the ick around her right now. She's got the bad vibes, the negative juju. She just doesn't have the it thing around her. And it's bad management. And I hate to harp on that, but that's what it is. They keep putting bad things out. When you do that, it dilutes your star power. She's a superstar. She's fucking Jennifer Lopez. We're talking about her like she's fucking Danielle Bergozzi on this show or something. I mean, seriously, that's bad management. That's what those people are supposed to do.
I love her. Hello, Waiting for Tonight. I fucking love her music.
Those songs were great.
Yes.
And I mean, she's a Vegas act. She can play Vegas. I mean, that is something. But it really just comes down to bad decision after bad decision. That's the overexposure thing. It's pushing yourself in front of people constantly. The old adage, let me miss you. I say it all the time. Let me miss you.
However, we do need growth and reinvention, like with Adele. I liked the last Adele album, but it felt like the same. I want the next thing that Adele does to really just feel different, or growth, or just evolve. Like, I don't keep, if you keep hearing the same thing over and over again, it's just like, well, okay, boring.
Well, if it's good though, I don't mind. You give me Hello over and over, I'll be happy with that. There just wasn't that on the last album that I heard.
Hi there. My name is Marilyn. I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada. I've been here 20 years, so I'm a true local. This is my real hometown.
If you've been there for 20 years, you're a local, but I wouldn't say it's your hometown. Your hometown's where you're from.
Shut up.
They're who just moved here, and they're calling this town their hometown. I'm just giving you shit.
She's right? Busting your balls.
Okay. So, yeah. Yeah, you guys were talking about ticket prices for J-Lo, floor level. $500, and you guys were surprised, and you guys were saying that's Beyonce money. No, actually, I wish my floor level tickets for Beyonce were $500. Normal people out here, we're paying a lot of money on tickets.
What?
For Beyonce, $800 to see Taylor Swift.
What the fuck?
So, yeah, no, like,
aren't you always shocked?
How do you, you're a normal person. You're not a fucking normal person.
I go to all these shows and I look around Perez and I say the same thing, because I go for free. Yeah. And I'm bitching about the Uber, how much that costs to get me there. I'm looking around. I'm like, where the fuck are all these people getting this money from?
Yeah.
They all can't work for a radio station. I don't get it.
What normal person is spending $800 or $1,000 for a concert? And how many of those are you doing a year? Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I don't know. All right, let's wrap this
all
show
All right.
up.
Well, we appreciate you all so much. Share PerezPodcast.com. Share that link on all of your socials, okay? We're trying to grow this Monday show, too. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate you all. Have a wonderful week.
800-721-1185 is our phone number, by the way. Take care. We'll see you on, some of you, on Thursday.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.